This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The $1.6 billion state budget deficit is going to be a major factor in the governor's election this fall. All four announced candidates appeared at a forum earlier this month and offered their ideas on how to deal with it. U.S. Senator David Vitter says he'll fix it if the current administration won't.
That's why I've proposed looking at all of these things in a special session immediately after I'm sworn in as governor.
State Representative John Bel Edwards says that will be too little too late.
We cannot wait until January of 2016 to address our problems. We better do it in April, because in January of 2016, if we have not, we're going to be figuring out how to open universities that have been closed, and the rest of them are going to be on life support.
All the candidates expect to go after the so-called low-hanging fruit, Louisiana's numerous tax exemptions and tax credits. Public Service Commissioner Scott Angel wants a hard look at the tax programs Louisiana's Department of Economic Development uses as bait to lure new business.
That's an appropriate use of money when we get what we pay for. We are not getting what we pay for.
Vitter says he doesn't trust the current administration not to access every pot of money they can find.
BP money could be another big piggy bank that's robbed this year, potentially, to plug these budget holes.
Darden agrees the budget process can nearly be considered a crime.
Our budget has been full of sleights of hand, almost a Ponzi scheme of moving monies around, moving one-time money around to serve recurring needs.
Jindal's budget proposal is due in a month, and the session starts April 13th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.